Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
President Cyril Ramaphosa, perhaps maybe an hour or two ago, confirmed reports that were coming through in drips and drabs that the U.S. actually is probably considering ending their boycott of the G20. Now, can you see how I'm framing it? I'm not sure myself what that means. He wasn't sure of what that means. He said that, yes, a notice has come through that the U.S. may want to participate in the G20 after all, in some way or shape or form. That is not yet clear, and they're still engaging, he said. He says, well, it's great news. However, they're still in discussions. And he says, well, of course, it's at a very late stage, so we don't know. We don't know what the talks will eventually culminate in. So that's the latest right now. The U.S. coming through saying they may be interested in engaging and coming to the G20. On the line with us is research senior research fellow at African Diplomacy and Leadership at the University of Johannesburg, Dr. Oscar van Heerden. Dr. van Heerden, thank you so much for making time for us again, and welcome to Point of View.
Good evening, and good evening to your listeners.
So what do you make of the U.S.'s latest notice asking South Africa to engage on some way or form of participating in the G20?
Well, what we are seeing and observing, as usual, is the schizophrenic behavior of Donald Trump and his administration. Then they were going to come, then they are not coming, and now we hear they want to be part of it. I suspect what we are seeing is that President Ramaphosa called Donald Trump's bluff. He bluffed. He thought that some of the G7 allies and other countries were going to also boycott in lieu of his boycott. He saw that they are not budging. In fact, everyone was confirming and was already en route to the historic first G20 in Africa, talking about very real issues that affect developing economies and the global south, and they want to be part of it because they understand that it is about multilateralism. The days of the hegemon and the bully is over, and he realized, Donald Trump that is, that these countries were going to agree with President Ramaphosa and actually issue a leaders summit declaration without the United States. And that's why I think people around Donald Trump rallied and said, we are going to look like the idiots. We are going to have egg on our faces. We need to do something.
So what did you make of, I mean, as you said, you know, there was also this back and forth. Essentially, at some point this week, he again, you know, was saying, well, he's warning South Africa not to come up with a statement. Well, there shouldn't be a G20 statement that comes out of here because they would obviously not have been part of it. What do you think initially when he started all this talk about not attending and then finally saying not a single official from the U.S. is going? What was he trying to get at?
I think it's part of his campaign. I think for your listeners, it's really important to understand that Donald Trump, Marco Rubio and the likes are all busy with a campaign against South Africa. And that campaign is informed by two things. It has nothing to do with the white genocide. It certainly has nothing to do with the black economic empowerment and land expropriation, because we all know, not only we in South Africa, but the world generally, who has been having good relations with South Africa, knows that it's untrue and that it's false. But the campaign that they are having is against South Africa is because South Africa dared to take one of their allies to the International Court of Justice for genocide. This is the State of Israel, to hold them accountable for what they are doing in Gaza. And secondly, South Africa is a partner of the BRICS formation. For too long, BRICS have been ignored, not only by European and G7 governments, but also by Western media, as if it was just an aberration. Now they're beginning to see that actually it is a serious alliance, it's a serious formation. They're talking about very real things, including de-dollarization, trading with each other in local currencies, and so on and so forth, and they don't like it. And so Trump has decided to punish the junior partner of BRICS, and that is South Africa. That's what's at play here.
How should South Africa be responding? I mean, I think the last couple of days we've been seeing very bold statements coming through from, first of all, Minister Lamola, I think yesterday, saying, you know, we're not going to be bullied. And then today, the president coming very strongly and actually making a bit of fun out of the whole debacle at some point, saying, no, we are being said to be hosting the G100. Maybe it's actually the G million and we're happy with that. You know, you could obviously see that he has decided to take on the very unsavory kind of PR that's out there. How do you think going forward South Africa should be managing all that's coming out of the US administration?
I think South Africa has been doing quite well. Mm-hmm. I think that Western leaders can see that even when we had that fiasco and that showdown to try and embarrass our president in the Oval Office by dimming the lights and playing untruths and so forth, the message that came out globally was how dignified Ramaphosa remained, how he took it in his stride, because unfortunately we are seeing a toddler. We are seeing a kid who just shoot off the hip, who just says things and believes the stuff that he says. And we now see, yet again, he was emotional. He shut off his mouth and said, no one will come, not appreciating fully the consequences of that statement. And when he saw that it's not actually getting the dividends that he thought it would, he now wants to come and say, we want to renegotiate and we want to be part of it. So I think the South Africans have managed themselves very maturely. They've stayed within the parameters of diplomacy. They've not stooped low to the level of Trump and Marco Rubio, and have just kept their cool and said, you know, we know that you are spreading falsehoods, and I think at this point we must also add into the credit of a number of prominent Afrikaners in South Africa. They came to the fore. It started out with 40 of them. It's now well into the thousands where they are signing and saying, not in our name. We don't associate with AfriSol, that is AfriForum and Solidarity, on these issues. And I think that is also what has given some impetus to the Ramaphosa government to say, actually, we're not going to be bullied and be getting these untruths and falsehoods to try and cast dispersions on us.
We're here now, and we can already see the activity at the airport. Leaders are arriving, as you were saying. How do we take this moment and make it work for South Africa?
You know, the truth is, we know, as you know, my dear, we know how to put on a show.
Yes, we do.
You know, we know that. I think I was at the social summit
yesterday.
Westwood, the ululating, the dancing.
Yeah.
You know, it's you are in Africa.
Yeah.
And we are giving you that feel and that sense. And I think that the Europeans, the Asians, the Latin Americans, they love it, because it's a demonstration of a mixed culture, languages, and so forth, a rich culture of Africa. And I think the fact that the Ramaphosa administration is also putting Africa front and center in every sentence, in every address, I think that must also be given credit, because this is indeed a G20 for Africa.
Anything that you know we should be alerted to and that we should maybe pull up our socks a bit more on?
Well, look, now that the Americans are coming back into the fray, they are obviously going to come to try and disrupt.
Yeah.
Let's be clear. Let's not be naive. They are going to want to change the wording of the declaration, because that's what they realize.
Yeah.
If we cannot come afar, not being here, try and influence.
Yeah.
And that's so they're going to try and disrupt. And so the political maneuvering and the diplomatic tactics that is going to play out over the next 2 days, I think that Lamola, the president, Parks Tau, and others are going to really bring their A game in order to make sure that indeed this will be a successful G20.
It will be tricky. That dance will be tricky, though, if they do come through, because here we have other leaders who've been here who were committing way before the US did, and we must be careful not to snub them with their generosity of spirit and give too much attention to the US. And I mean, maybe just guide us on how you think that may play out.
I think that's precisely what the president was trying to tell us,
yeah.
that already they are busy with very clever and careful negotiations. And I think the gist of that is going to say to the Americans, if you are going to come at this late hour and try and disrupt, then you might as well stay away. Because we're not going to make huge compromises. Remember, the Americans have already had an input in the Leaders' Summit declaration.
Mm.
They've already changed a few words.
Mm.
They don't like words like inclusivity.
Yeah,
they don't like words like equality,
yep.
and so on. So already we have kowtowed to them. And I think Ramaphosa is going to have the advantage. He's going to say to them, you can come in at this late hour, but you are not going to dictate to us.
I really appreciate you giving us your time this evening, Dr. Oscar van Heerden, who is a Senior Research Fellow for African Diplomacy and Leadership at the University of Johannesburg.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.